Bank of Cardiff, this is Kara.
Hey, Kara, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing, Daniel?
Good, just returning your call.
Yeah, so I'm calling about an approval we have with you. The deal's called Vector Apparel Projects. Sorry, I don't have your guys' app number or anything on me.
Okay, let me take a quick look. One second. How's your day going?
Pretty good. How's yours? Do you have any fun plans for the weekend?
I'm going to a barbecue on Sunday, and besides that, not too much.
I
How
see.
about
That's
you?
cool. We're having a company dinner tonight to celebrate a big month last month, so that's pretty fun.
Nice. Where are you gonna go?
We're going to some Ukrainian restaurant, I think. I've never been, so.
Okay, cool. That sounds fun. I took a look here. So I got the offer open.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I don't do credit, so I don't know if this is something you can help me with. But currently, we have a Nulogic approval on this deal for 120K, and once we use our
Okay.
special pricing that they give us, we can bump it to 140K at 18 months.
Okay.
But I'm trying to move it from Nulogic to Fora, hopefully. Is there any way you can give us a bump in the amount and the term?
Okay, so how much do you need to get the deal closed?
I mean, as close as we can get to what I have at Nulogic currently.
Okay. Let's just take a look here. So business, I'm just looking at a few different things.
Say maybe we'll all go
Carol,
together
what
today
did
if we're
you
slow. Maybe all of us will go together.
So they took ownership of the business in, looks like 6/15/2015, right?
So actually, they've owned it since 2012, but they bought out their partner last December.
Bought out their partner last December. And did they reincorporate then?
Yeah, they changed it to an LLC.
Okay, so I think we've got some incorrect info here. So, on our end. So, date established that you guys put into the system on submission was January 1st, 2016. So, that's incorrect, right? So, when was the actual date established? The merchant put on the application 6/15/2015 as the business start date.
6/15/2015. That's random. I
Maybe.
don't know what that's supposed to represent. I know if you search the SOS, you get 12/15 because that's when she bought out her partner.
Exactly. Yeah, we see 12/15 for the date established for the
And
LLC.
I know when she actually established with her old partner, it was sometime in 2012, but I don't have the
Okay.
exact date anywhere.
So we would be able to get proof, though, that she had like some sort of ownership in the prior entity back in 2012. Would that be something that we could get?
Yeah, I think so. I'm sure we could ask her for some kind of tax return from
Okay.
2012 or something.
So let me just update the date established here, because we just had 6 months in business, so that's obviously going to impact the offer. A few other things to look at. Just from, like, I'm not sure what info you get back from Nulogic. We were averaging that they were doing $73,000 in deposit volume. Is that sort of in line what you guys were seeing, or, like, they've only got one bank statement, right? Is that it? Because I'm just surprised that Nulogic would be giving up to $140,000 if they're only doing 70K on average.
I haven't broke it down month by month, but we had them doing about 1.2 mil a year. I don't know like how much was in there each month.
Okay, let's take a look.
I personally didn't analyze this deal, so I don't know the exact details.
Got it. Okay, so let's. 50 May June '91 Have you got a tax return on this or no?
I have the 2014, I know, because I was just looking at it. I don't know if I have a 2015, but I can ask my rep for it.
Yeah, or if you could just forward me over even the 2014.
The 2014? Yeah, I can
do
that for you.
If you could just shoot that over to me in an email, just to take a look at a few different things. I think it's going to be very hard, Kyra, just between us, for us to get up as high as the dollar amount that New Logic is offering, based off their deposit volume that I'm seeing of averaging at $73,000. But I can definitely probably get an increase on this offer.
Okay. Just can you possibly give me an estimate of what the increase will be?
Yeah, I think that I'm going to be able. I have to speak to the underwriter first, but let me actually just go back to him and try to see if we can increase it. Like, I think I'd be confident because it looks like a clean deal, but don't want to guarantee anything until I get speak to him first.
Okay. I'm going to try and get those tax returns for you and something kind of showing them back in 2012.
Yeah, I wouldn't even get that up front. Maybe just wait to see what we can put out the offer. I don't want the rep to have to collect documents if we can't get to where he needs to be at. If you could maybe just forward me over that 2014 tax return that you have, and then I'll get back to you in terms of if we can bump this offer up or not. Any notes in your internal system, though, in terms of what the merchant's looking for, or have you got any more info on that sort of stuff? Just because that would help if I, like, said, hey, we need to get to 60 or 70,000 to get this done. If it's closer to 120, 140, I think we're not going to be able to get that high.
I mean, I know she just kind of wants the max.
Okay.
So I guess just as close as you can get is what we're looking for.
Okay, all right. So, perfect. So I'll work on that. If you could just shoot me over that return, that would be great.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
And Kara, just one other quick question. They just have one bank account, right?
Yeah, that's all I'm seeing in my system right now, but I'll double check with my rep.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all we have. So, all right, cool. Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Kara. Bye-bye.
Bye.